Central Valley Health encourages use of CARE-19 tracking app. UJ and state colleges receive recovery funding. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. An app originally created to track North Dakota State University football fans traveling for the national championship has been turned into a way to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. The mobile app Bison Tracker was created by Tim Brookins, but has now been modified to help retrace the steps of people who test positive for COVID-19. Central Valley Health Unit Administrator Robin Isler says the app runs in the background and is confidential.
The app is confidential. It will not store your name or other information, but it provides a list of where you have been and how long you were there.
The app is available to only Apple users at this time, but an app is being developed for Android users and should be released in the near future. You can read more at newsdakota.com. North Dakota colleges and universities have received recovery funds through the Department of Education. U.S. Senators Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven say a combined $11.2 million were distributed to 18 colleges and universities. Funding comes through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act. The University of Jamestown received around $424,000, which will go on to provide assistance to students who have been impacted by the coronavirus. And Governor Doug Burgum says he hopes that once the COVID-19 pandemic subsides, the world starts to look more closely at research to develop vaccines more quickly.
Whether it's the seasonal flu, which kills, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every year, or whether it's other viruses and the threat of a pandemic is always there, then why wouldn't we do as a country do a Manhattan Project, if you will, referencing when we put all the energy of our nation behind atomic research, why wouldn't we do a Manhattan Project around, you know, really unlocking the keys to figuring out how do we quickly develop vaccines to stop deadly viruses?
That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.